When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
An Erio's original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers, a podcast where we do a deep dive into some of our favorite unsolved mysteries. Each week, we will introduce our topic, lay out our research and findings, reveal some conspiracy theories, and conclude with our own hypothesis. Who knows, we might even solve the case. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And I'm producer Maria.
Cool.
Web Crawlers has a Patreon to get access to rewards, bonus episodes, shout outs, merch discounts. Please go to patreon.com/webcrawlers. You can donate as little as $2 a month to become one of our bimbo patrons. And I released two episodes this week. One is about the White House being haunted. Bet you didn't know that. They used to have seances in the red room there.
Crazy.
And then the second one I did...
The Supreme Court.
Yes, there is a Supreme Court case about whether or not you have to disclose that your house is haunted before you sell
it. It's crazy that that went all the way to the Supreme Court.
I mean, what a waste of their time. I wonder if Ruth Bader Ginsburg had to weigh in on that. That's so nuts. That might be what killed her. No disrespect. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. If you give us a 5-star review, screenshot and DM it to us, and we will shout you out. And also, we have a hotline.
626-604-6262.
It's really been popping off. We get tons of voicemails. We love them so much. Sometimes, I'm not going to lie, they're a little dark. Lately, there's just been some pleas for help.
There's been a lot of weird ones lately.
But we like those too, to be honest.
A lot of questionable ones.
Yeah. So keep calling and we'll play them on our mini episodes and do the best we can to extend a hand your way. Melissa, who are our patrons for today?
We've got Amanda, Annie, Rachel, Oba, Mari,
and Lex.
I'm assuming is Lex Luthor.
Yes, absolutely. Welcome to the team, guys. So I'm really excited about our episode today, mostly because it's about mental illness and I feel mentally ill about like 99.9% of the time. It's on Nellie Bly. I do want to give a warning just because this stuff can get touchy that we are pro psychiatry. We are pro we have no negative thoughts on mental illness. We are not doctors.
We all take some sort of pills.
Yeah. We are all I'm on Prozac 20 milligrams a day.
I take Lexapro.
So we are not judgmental. Anything we say today is just what we have researched and that listener stuff that we have been told. So just want to give that as a forewarning to the episode, because I know that this stuff can be touchy. Today, we are going to talk about Nellie Bly, who was born Elizabeth Cochran. Nellie Bly was a pen name she got later on. She was a journalist, an inventor, and an activist who, in addition to breaking records by traveling around the world in 72 days.
Crazy.
I feel like we should talk about more. I don't know why we never talk about that. Also wrote one of the first pieces of investigative journalism about the injustices in mental institutions by infiltrating the system from within.
That's amazing.
Who is, yeah, who is this yes queen girl boss? And what were... what were mental asylums in the 1900s really like? Let's get into it. Okay, so who is Nellie? Nellie was born on May 5th, 1864 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Nellie, which was short for Elizabeth, was one of 15 children.
Oh.
Yeah, which is insane.
Too many.
She looks so cool. Like, I just looked at a picture of her. She looks, like, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's sick. She's cool as hell. She's
sick
like,
as hell.
She just looks like a cool... She looks like... Like she's in 2020. Like she just looks cool.
Yeah, she was the Google background for a while.
Oh.
Which is maybe how you recognize her most. her father had 10 children with his first wife and then 5 children with his second wife, who was Elizabeth's mother. Yeah. As a young girl, Nellie had the nickname Pinky because she loved wearing the color pink and she wanted to appear elegant, sophisticated, and smart as hell. Even though they were poor. She attended college at Indiana University, which was also rare for a woman in those days.
Yeah.
Very sick, but she had to drop out because she couldn't afford it.
They didn't have FAFSA loans back then.
Yeah, they didn't have any of that kind of shit. And then eventually, this is so cool, Nellie got into writing. A local paper called the Pittsburgh Dispatch published an article written by a man, obviously, about how, like, women are only good for bearing children and being wives.
Ugh.
And Nellie read the article and was like, no, I don't agree with this. And she wrote a rebuttal. She wrote, like, a letter to the editor.
Ooh.
Being like, just so you know, I'm better than just, like, having children and being a wife. Like, these are all the things that I can do, and I think that your article was bullshit.
Didn't someone from Downton Abbey do that?
You mean,
like, I wouldn't be surprised.
Like, one of the actors or one of the characters?
No, one of the characters.
Like, one of the...
Not in, like, real life. Like, the younger sister in Downton Abbey, she was, like, a journalist or was, like, writing. I don't know.
She influenced, Nellie's character influenced a lot of film and TV. I don't know if anyone watched American Horror Story Asylum.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Sarah Paulson's character about the woman, who, she was a journalist who enrolled herself in Briarcliff to write an article about Briarcliff, was based off Nellie Bly.
Come on.
Yeah. Great. I mean... Tell me about it. So anyways, the editor liked Nellie's rebuttal so much that he gave her a regular column.
Wow.
And it was called The Girl Puzzle.
Hmm.
And she investigated different issues that affected women. So, for example, like she wrote articles about how women are affected by divorce or like adoption or things like that. But like from a social justice, like feminist perspective that like had never been seen in newspapers before.
Wow.
So her early work focused on the lives of working women, and she wrote a series of articles on like factory workers, which like was another big thing. Remember there was what happened around that era? What was it like the shirtwaist factory thing or the what was it
the
called?
Triangle
where there was
shirtwaist?
A fire?
The alarmist did.
Yeah.
an episode on that.
Yeah, there was like horrible, conditions for workers.
Women.
Yeah, and the radiation thing. Yeah. So she like would write about things like that. However, the newspapers received a lot of complaints about Nelly being like, who's this woman talking about this nonsense about rights? And so they made her start writing about like fashion and society and gardening. Oh, no. And she was like, I am not going to be undermined just because people have a problem with what I'm saying. So she decided to travel to Mexico to start writing there, become a foreign correspondent. So she did some more journalism in Mexico there, and then she would come back and do journalism here as well. And then, like, I found some of the articles that she wrote, and they're so cool. Like, she wrote, obviously, the asylum article that we're going to be doing today, but she wrote about, like, what becomes of babies who go up for adoption. And all these were, quote-unquote, stunt journalism, which hadn't really been done yet by, especially by women. But, like, what we know now is, like, gonzo journalism or like investigative journalism where you go undercover and like write a story where you're like
Borat,
assume a different on it, like Borat journalism. Borat another journalism. Term for it. Burnout Borat journalism, which they teach at all the colleges, where you like assume a different identity and go undercover and then like write a story.
Yeah, that's cool.
I want to be a Borat journalist.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think you'd be really good at that, especially with those glasses and hat that you were wearing when we first started.
My wife.
Very nice.
Very nice.
My wife.
And then they'd let me in. They'd say, yes, yeah. Sir, please come in.
Yeah, welcome to the mental institution, Maria. You're never getting out.
This woman thinks she's an undercover journalist. I don't know what's going on with her.
She went undercover as like a working woman at the school for the deaf, dumb, and blind. She even went undercover as a prisoner in a jail.
Whoa.
How do you do? They don't let you do that anymore, though. Like, you could do that in the 1800s. Now they'd be like, you're not.
There's that one show, 60 Days In.
What's that?
It's on, I don't know if it's on TLC or whatever, one of those shows where someone goes in the jail and they film it, but like the people in the jail, the actual criminals think they're just doing a reality show and the person is like pretends to be a criminal.
Oh my God.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, it's called 60 That's Days crazy. In. And sometimes like their covers are blown.
And what happens?
You'd be killed. Like they'd be shanked.
I haven't seen a lot of episodes. I've only seen like parts of it, but I know that's a thing that exists. So
wow.
Yikes.
That was right.
Well, count me in.
Yeah.
I think allegedly she also went to work at the zoo as a tiger trainer.
I thought you were going to say as a tiger.
she dressed up in a tiger costume. Yeah. Another cool thing about Nelly is that her name was always in the title of her articles, even though back then people didn't even have bylines. So it wasn't like what she was writing that was also cool. She became one of the most her brand of journalism was what was famous as well. So then Nelly decides to do her biggest piece, which is going undercover at the insane asylum. So at first she was working at the Pittsburgh Dispatch, but they had said, like, Nelly, you have to only write fluff pieces because people don't like it when you try to write smart and stuff. So Nelly was like, I'm out of here. I'm not that kind of girl.
I am not that kind of girl.
So she went to Joseph Pulitzer's newspaper, The New York World. I'm pretty sure Joseph Pulitzer is like Pulitzer Prize.
Okay, you keep saying Pulitzer instead of Pulitzer.
You're saying Pulitzer? I heard Pulitzer.
I said whatever is the right way to say it. And I'm not going to say it again.
Or no, like the Laurel Yanni. Yeah. Well, you hear Laurel and Yanni. Yeah. I hear Pulitzer. You hear Pulitzer. Yeah.
Pulitzer. What's the Pulitzer? Right way to say it?
Pulitzer?
Pulitzer.
Pulitzer. Some people say that's Pulitzer. What I said. And those people can go to hell.
Well, that's wrong.
That's not right.
Hold on.
I'll find out how it's pronounced. Just hold on.
Oh, no.
Here we go. Hold on.
It's pronounced poop, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a big, big foot stick.
Uh-oh. Pulitzer.
P-U.
Hold on.
Pulitzer.
There we go. Okay, so Joseph Pulitzer's newspaper, The New York World. And she took an undercover assignment to feign insanity to investigate the reports of brutality and neglect at the Women's Lunatic Asylum at Blackwell's Island.
But this one says that it's pronounced differently.
No.
Oh, God.
Vagina.
It's not vagina.
Vagina.
There's no V. There's no V or a G.
Vagina.
That's not it.
I don't think that's right, Maria.
All right.
Okay.
Cock. Cock.
Maria, we're doing an episode on one of the first feminist journalists in America who went across the world in 72 days, and all you can say is just vagina and
she
cock.
She is why we are here right now doing our investigative journalism on Nellie Bly.
Sexy.
Sexy.
Sexy. Sexy. Horny.
No. Horny. Okay, enough. Enough. I'm done with you hijacking this.
Maria's in a good mood today. Watch out, everyone.
She is in a good mood. First is Nellie decided to check herself into a boarding house called the Temporary Home for Females. She stayed up all night to give herself a wide-eyed look of a disturbed woman.
That's a good idea.
It wouldn't take me much effort.
Just don't give Allie one nap for a day and she's...
I know, there's that wide eye.
She's off the rails.
Yes. That was wide eyes.
Yeah. Make me wait for dinner and I'll just go insane. And she practiced like acting like a quote-unquote insane person. And then she went out to the other boarders in the home for females and started basically like attacking them.
Oh my God.
And she like walked around the temporary home for females being like, you're crazy. I'm going to kill you. Like, everybody watch out. And then the woman who owned the boarding home was like, oh my God, this girl Nellie is insane. And they called the cops, and then the cops took her to the Women's Lunatic Asylum at Blackwell Island. And they were like, wow, Nellie Bly's insane. And that's how she got enrolled into Blackwell's Island.
It feels like back then it probably didn't take a lot for people to say you're crazy.
Funny you should say that.
Oh.
Because for women, you could pretty much be taken to the insane asylum for anything.
Yeah, like hysterical. You're a hysterical woman.
But Maria, you did the Drunk History episode on Nellie
Bly. Yeah. With Laura Dern.
I love Laura Dern.
With Laura Dern, played Nellie Bly. You played the owner of the boarding home.
Yeah, that's right, I did.
I just wanted to remind you in case you didn't remember.
Yeah, how could I forget?
Yeah.
How did you prepare for the role?
Yeah.
I you know, just looked.
Stayed up all night?
Just looked at, yep. And I looked at people and places and things, and I just went for it.
The actor's method, man. So women could be admitted to the mental institution for things like,
oh my God, this list is crazy.
Yeah. Like disrespecting their husband, hysteria, being immoral, jealousy, like disobeying religion, laziness.
Okay, this is, you've described me so far.
Oh, we're all being put away.
I feel attacked.
Yeah. You're in the loony bin for sure. Medicine to prevent conception. So if you take birth control, they can put you in the insane asylum.
Oh, no way.
Novel reading.
Huh?
If you read books.
Well, I don't have a problem
what?
With it.
<You know?
laughs> Yeah, I'm clear.
Is that for real?
This list.
Yes. This is reasons for admission from 1864 to 1889. Nymphomania, which probably means like having sex once.
Yeah.
Overaction of the mind. So basically, if you're a woman who thinks.
Parents were cousins. If your parents were cousins.
Well, we're safe what? There.
So if your parents were grandparents.
Yeah.
Right?
My great grandparents.
If you care about politics. Desertion by husband. If your husband leaves you, they can just put you in the insane asylum.
Wow.
I mean, it's crazy. Grief. If you're sad. I mean,
small.
Like it says four different times in this things that have to do with horses. If you're kicked in the head by a horse or if you fall off a horse.
Rumor of husband murder. Whoa.
Maybe like if there's a rumor that you murdered your husband.
That's maybe. Crazy.
Well,
We'll post that list on Instagram because that's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. So anyways, once Nellie got to the asylum, she started to act quote unquote sane again, but no one noticed or cared because she was like already in there. And they're like, well, this bitch is crazy. We already know that. The nurses behaved obnoxiously, abusively, telling the patients to shut up and beating them if they did not. Also, there was a lot of women in there apparently who just like were immigrants who didn't speak English.
No.
And just because they didn't speak English, they ended up in the insane asylum. They're like, you're insane. You don't speak the same language
That's
as us.
Like, and, like in Chicago when the woman's in prison and she goes, not guilty.
Oh, Chicago the musical.
Ipshits.
Yeah. And then there's that one that's just like not guilty, but she just can't speak any English.
Just like that.
Well,
the food.
Not. I don't think so. Probably not.
The food thank you, Maria. The food consisted of gruel broth, spoiled beef, bread that was basically just dough, and undrinkable water. Dangerous patients were tied together with ropes. They had to sit on hard benches. There was trash everywhere. Rats crawled around the hospital.
Oh, my God.
From one of her articles, it said, what accepting torture would produce insanity quicker than this treatment? Here is a class of women sent to be cured. I would like the expert physicians who are condemning me for my action, which has proven their ability to take a perfectly sane and healthy woman, shut her up and make her sit from 6 a.m. until 8 p.m. on straight back benches. Ugh. Do not allow her to talk or move during these hours. Give her no reading and let her know nothing of the world or its doings. Give her bad food and harsh treatment and see how long it will take to make her insane. 2 months would make her a mental and physical
That's
wreck.
Like solitary confinement, how it just like makes you even more crazier.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. She said a particularly memorable experience were the baths that the patients received. The bathwater was freezing and buckets were poured over the heads of the patients. And then they were like scrubbed super hard by attendants. The bathwater was never changed. And so they were all bathing in each other's like filthy water, which if you think about it is even grosser for the Victorian ages because like there was so much disease and no real medication. So it was probably everyone was getting so sick. Even when the water was eventually changed, the staff did not scrub or clean out the bath. Instead, throwing the next patient into a stained, dirty tub. The patients also shared towels with healthy patients forced to dry themselves with a towel previously used by patients with skin inflammations, boils, or open sores. Yeah. Nellie said, my teeth chattered and my limbs were goose flesh and blue with cold. Suddenly I got one after the other, three buckets of water over my head, ice cold water too, into my eyes, ears, my nose, and my mouth.
Oh, drinking dirty bath water.
It's disgusting. So, I mean, mental institutions were pretty bad up until like the 1970s. People were sent for involuntary issues that weren't mental health issues. For example, like women for not obeying their husbands, people sent for following different religions, children for ADHD. You could be sent for masturbating or for being LGBTQ. And there's a lot of methods that were used in the beginning, which we do not use anymore. This is a little detour from Nellie, but this is like the stuff that she recounted that they were using. And that has been used up until like kind of like the 60s, maybe, and 70s, that now, you know, is not seen
which
as,
is not that long ago.
No, it's crazy. So one method was hydrotherapy, which is she's kind of talking about with the baths.
Oh, I get facials that are called hydrotherapy facials that clean out my pores with water and steam.
They're probably the exact same as this, Melissa. In the 1800s, doctors used hydrotherapy as a way of sedating patients in mental asylums. One method of the treatment was sprays where a patient stood in a shower stall, sometimes strapped in, and an attendant would hose them down. Allegedly, lethargic patients were simulated by the sprays.
Oh, God.
And then to calm a patient, They might put them in a bath for several hours or wrap them in wet sheets for several hours at a time. And the baths, like, it wasn't like an open bath. It was like an enclosed bath. Like, it was like a bathtub, and then on the top was like a steel panel, but they like lock you in.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And the bath was kept at 98 degrees the entire time, the band. Then this is crazy. There was insulin therapy used for schizophrenia. So they would inject schizophrenics with tons of insulin.
What?
And then put them in a sugar coma so they would just like pass out.
Oh my God.
But then eventually when they would come to, their body would go into shock. And it would either go into wet shock or dry shock, which like resembled like seizures. And it was like the insulin, their body was trying to like reacclimate to normal. So they would try to put the people in comas to kind of like sedate them. But then their bodies, like, it wasn't the right way to, can't just put someone in a coma who has schizophrenia to deal with them. Like, their body would just reject the insulin. Then there was also fever therapy, where they would inject people with a low dose of malaria in hopes that a fever would burn off their psychosis.
Oh, no. That doesn't work.
No, this is bad news. They would do force feeding, like through tubes. Then there was also lobotomies, where they would sever connections to the brain's prefrontal cortex, usually with an ice pick through the eye. Ah. It's illegal. So gross. Illegal in many countries, including Russia and Japan. It's still legal in America, but very rarely performed. I believe the last one from my research, I think it was performed in 1967 by a lobotomist named Freeman. So lobotomies aren't really performed anymore. However, sometimes they will still remove like small pieces of the brain if they're causing like
this. Have you seen the show where it's like these doctors are like crowdsource doctors from around the world to like figure out what's wrong with like people's brains?
No.
Where do you hear about all these shows, Melissa? You're like you like just are in the know about all these.
I watch
shows.
A lot of TV. It's called Diagnosis on Netflix.
Ooh.
Wow.
Like someone suffering from something like an illness that the doctor doesn't really know exactly what it is. And they like reach out to like around the world and some doctors like figure out what it is.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, so they still sometimes fuck around with the brain and remove stuff, but not with an ice pick through the
eye. They still do electroshock therapy, right?
Yes. So that is something that they used to do in the past, and they still do it today. But I believe that the severity and the methods that they do it are different.
I know someone who's had it.
Yeah, I know someone who's had it too.
I don't know how intense or severe. Or...
Yeah. Well, I guess I don't know someone who's had it. Like, I know someone who knows someone who
Well, you know me, and I know someone.
So there you go.
But they definitely still do it. And I think that it is effective in, like, I think, like, drug resistant depression cases.
Yeah.
But I think it's not like the go-to like it used to be in the past. And I think that that's, they also do it. I think that now they just do things way more humanely.
Yeah.
Than they did in the past. There's also tons of, I mean, we discussed abuses towards women. I'll kind of like glaze over this part a little bit, but like this one woman, for example, she was a teacher and her husband was a pastor. This was in the Victorian era as well. And she decided she didn't like her husband's teachings at the church and that she wanted to go to another church. Her family put her in a mental institution and she was locked up for 3 years just because she wanted to go to a different church.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. And it says at the time, Illinois law did not require proof of mental illness for a husband to put his wife away.
Oh my God. You could just be like, yo, my wife's being a bitch. Put her away.
Yeah. And it says his reasons included her refusal to shake his hand and the fact that she was above the age of 40.
Oh, God.
Is why he locked her up. God. So anyways, Nelly basically like shed a lot of light on the fact that like, because people like had heard about these things, but no one had ever gone in and been like, no, I firsthand was a witness and like this happened to me. So she really went in and disclose this kind of stuff. We had some listeners who emailed in about stories about like how their families were affected by grievances at mental institutions or like sanitariums. This one listener, Billy, said that they didn't realize that this was the 1930s and his aunt was born deaf and they didn't realize that she was mentally handicapped. They didn't realize that she was born deaf. And so they sent her to a school for the dumb.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And so instead of like having her learn sign language, or treating, you know, what, or like diagnosing her, they just sent her away not realizing what was going on. This is from Sophia, a listener says, my hometown has an abandoned sanatorium that has a terrible past of injustices to the mentally ill. Tons of shallow graves are on the site. Ooh. But the government won't do anything about it. 3 years ago, a local theater group did an interactive play where you could walk through the abandoned hospital grounds, including the basement. A little aside is that's actually where I met my boyfriend. We were both selected out of our group to wander the basement of the sanitarium
alone.
That's
amazing.
Very cool. And then this is from Lindsay. My great aunt Melba was put in the Cracker Factory. Is that another name for an institution?
Cracker Factory. This is an older and not often heard slang term for insane asylum. And this is from Urban Dictionary.
Is that like making fun of them?
I don't know. She said it, not us. Okay. And given electroshock therapy when she didn't need it, according to today's SOC, she died in 1991. From what I understand, she says it completely zonked her out. She was left disconnected and vacant.
Wow.
Interesting. Another woman wrote us also saying the same about electroshock therapy. Gave her grandmother extreme mood swings, bad mood regulation, and also made her seem vacant. Jeez. So interesting. Okay, so anyways, Nelly disclosed all stuff. Disclosed all this stuff. She wrote it in a series of articles. They became super popular. And then the series of articles were later made into a book called 10 Days in the Madhouse. And then this really skyrocketed her to journalistic fame. Then her next big article was about this trip around the world. She was like, she pitched to the Pulitzer guy, you know, why don't I write an article about going around the world in 72 days? A woman has never done that before. And he was like, a woman will never do it, but if you want to, you can.
Good luck, woman. So,
and she wanted to beat, you know, the story in the book Around the World in 80 Days.
Oh, Phineas Frog.
Yeah.
Phineas Fogg.
Phineas Fogg.
Philip the Frog.
Yeah. Whatever. Phileas. Yeah.
Phileas Fogg. It's right here.
So it was a big deal because she was a woman, and also like she didn't bring a lot of luggage. She just brought like her dress and and a coat, and she like brought all, and she wore all her money and like a necklace around her waist.
Wow.
I mean, around her neck. And everyone was like, a woman traveling the world without a bunch of luggage? Like, how is she going to do it? But she traveled by train and steamship and rickshaw and horse and by donkey.
Donkey.
Cool.
Yes. Yeehaw. And then at the same time, Cosmopolitan magazine Ooh. Was like, we'll send a woman out too. So they sent their own reporter, Elizabeth Bisland, out at the same time to try to beat Nellie Bly.
You know, we also did a drunk history on this as well.
Are you serious?
Oh.
It was about the race. It was about the two women. It was with Ellie Kemper and...
Megan Fox.
Let me look.
Jennifer Lawrence.
No.
Dame Helen Mirren.
No.
Meryl Streep.
I think it was... Who played Pam on The Office? What was her name?
Oh, Jenna yeah, Fisher? That woman.
That woman.
Wait, let me look. Jenna Fisher. No, wait, maybe it wasn't her, but I know it was Ellie Kemper.
That seems very Ellie Kemper.
Ellie Kemper.
Ellie Kemper role.
Yeah. Ellie sounds like Nellie.
Yeah.
That's right. Ellie Kemper, it was with Natasha Leggero,
oh.
I think.
Oh, fine.
That makes sense.
Nellie Bly and Elizabeth Bisland tried to travel around the world in under 80 days. I don't think I was in that one.
Mm. Oh, all right. Can't win them all, huh?
No, I can't. And I don't.
And I will not.
And I will not. Simply refuse. Yeah. Anyways, Nellie won. Elizabeth
yes.
did it.
Fuck you, Elizabeth.
Yeah. Fuck you, Elizabeth.
you, dumb bitch.
Cosmo Magazine. Anyways, Nellie is not immortal. She dies of pneumonia in 1922. However, in 1998, Nellie Bly was inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame. She's one of the four journalists honored with the U.S. postage Ooh. Stamp in a Women in Journalism set in 2002.
Wow.
And I'm also in that set for my work with Elite Daily, Dating and Relationship Writing.
Yeah, I have that stamp. It's worth like...
Yeah, 10 ways to text your crush back.
It's worth a lot of money.
Yeah. They made a whole postage stamp set.
You got
for
a Pulitzer for that one, too.
Yeah, it did. It's crazy. And then also there's a bunch of TV shows and movies made about her. And then also there's like an amusement park, apparently.
Huh?
Oh, Six Flags.
Cedar Point.
Yeah. The ninja ride that does a bunch of...
you have to fake your way into
upside down loops.
Institution.
Yeah.
That's the ride.
Hold on. I swear to God, I read that there was Nellie Bly Amusement Park. Unless I like took my melatonin and fell asleep and then like dreamed that. Okay, hold on.
That's awesome if there is a Nellie Bly Amusement Park.
Okay, they changed it. Now it's the Adventurers Park.
Ooh, I like that.
It used to be the Nellie Bly Kitty Theme Park. It used to be the Nellie Bly Family Entertainment Center. Oh, this is so dark. Hold on, I'll send it to them. This is a really dilapidated. They let this get really. It looks like, you know, when the fair comes to town and then there's that.
Allie, that's depressing what you just sent. It's like.
Yeah.
It's like a fun house.
Yes, it looks like the fun house at a carnival, but it's like the paint's chipping off. And there's pictures of like Nellie like around the world in 80 days. But it's really ugly. We'll post a picture of that, too. And that's the journey of Nellie Bly.
What a life, my God.
What'd you guys think?
Makes me want to read more about her.
I found a couple fun.
Do you have some fun facts?
She was married to a guy who was 42 years older than her.
Hey.
That's hot.
Robert Seaman was his name. Ooh. He was a millionaire.
Whoa.
Yes, queen.
He was he was called one of the most carefully dressed men in New York.
That's sick,
why?
Dude.
My. I just said why instead of my. I went, why?
But her friends and family thought it was like another stunt. Like they didn't know, like, are you doing this for real? Are you getting married for real?
Oh my God. Like she was just like writing an article about what being married to someone hot might be like.
That's what they thought.
That's what my family would say if I got a boyfriend. Is this some stunt
bit?
Is this a bit?
They'd pull him aside and they'd say, what are you doing? Yeah. Why are you doing this?
How much are they paying her? How much is she paying you?
But he died. But he got hit by a horse a horse and a wagon.
A horse!
Oh my God! Nelly could have just gone into the mental institution for that.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. They were married for 9 years. And then her name, they gave her that pen name or whatever. And it's because the editor, that name was from a song, a popular song at the time.
Oh my God, what song?
Just like this old timey by this guy named Scott Foster.
Okay, this song is haunted.
Yeah, this song sucks.
Nellie blind, Nellie blind, bring the broom along. We'll sweep the kitchen clean, my dear, and have a little song. Pull the wood, my lady love, and make the fire burn. And while I take
the banjo down, just give me the mush a turn.
Nellie, oh Nellie, listen love to me. I'll sing for you.
Maria looks disgusted.
Well, I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Listen, love to me. I'll sing for you. Play for you. A dolly melody.
Wow.
God, that song fucking sucks.
I'm pretty sure that that's like The Ring, where whoever hears that song is going to die in
72 days.
Yeah.
So that's a song about like women cleaning and stuff. And so did she use that name to be like, yeah, watch me clean, bitch?
Well, it wasn't her that took the name. It was the editor gave it to her.
Maybe he was trying to diss her and she was like, sure, I'll take it and I'll run with it. Watch what I can do.
Watch what I can do. Hey ho, Nellie ho.
Just another girl boss, yes, queen.
Girl boss,
just
yes.
Another
changing
girl boss.
The world. Melissa, if people want to, you know, like reach us or like if they knew Nellie Bly,
if you went to school with her,
if you went to school with Nellie Bly
if
or
she was
something,
your neighbor.
Yeah, like where can people reach us?
You can email us at webcrawlerspod@gmail.com or find us on the internet on Twitter and Instagram. And we got a Discord, the link's in our Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, man.
I wanted to thank everyone in the Discord for being so nice, for saying such nice things about him after his Craig's Corner.
Oh, did they?
Yeah,
I haven't
popular.
Been to the Discord in a minute. I need to go in there.
Yeah, well, they're talking. Maybe you should stay out, Allie, honestly.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't go in there, Allie.
Well, sometimes I go in there and I say something and then like no one will respond to me. And then everyone else is like having a blast just like talking to each other. And I'm like, okay, I get it's not my place. So I'll just stick to where I'm supposed
to be. Guys, can you incorporate Allie into your conversations?
I always go in there to talk about TV shows that I'm in the TV shows forum a lot where I'm like, have you guys seen this?
Maybe I should engage more. Yeah, I should find a topic and like actually start engaging, because sometimes I'll just be like, hey, and then I'll just like crickets.
Everyone's,
you know, I
like,
just need to like
yeah,
like it's like oh, mom's home, or like oh, teacher came out to recess and asked if she could play handball with
that's
us
sad.
Is the vibe
the
I give
saddest
off.
Saddest image, Allie, is a teacher coming out asking you to play handball with the kids.
Yeah, that's the vibe I give off, I think. So I gotta switch up my image.
Especially because you're the vanguard.
Yeah, that's true. And people should treat me as such.
You're the All vanguard right. of the podcast. Anyway.
Well, I am Nellie Bly. Thank you for listening to the podcast. I'm Allie Siegel.
I'm Melissa Stettin.
And I'm producer Maria.
And this is Taylor.
Goodbye.
Bye.
An Erios original.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.